Ladies and gentlemen of the board, a round of applause for our newest sales manager and her excellent presentation. Truly outstanding work. All right, everyone, that's it for this meeting. We'll reconvene next month and go over the plans for the new fiscal year. I'd like to have a word with you for a moment, if you don't mind.
Jesus fucking Christ. I thought those mummies would never leave. I swear, if we didn't need their money, I'd happily never see a single one of those fat old bastards again. Oh, don't look so worried. They're long gone. Not that they'd say anything, even if they did overhear it. We're a very successful company, you know. One of the best in the business. And people like you, you're part of the reason why. A true asset to my team, through and through. But don't let it go to your head. You're still my pathetic, helpless, desperate little slut, aren't you? Helpless to stop me from grabbing your cunt through your skirt like this? Helpless to stop yourself from getting wet. How fun would it have been to push you down on this big desk and screw you in front of all of them? Show them that you're not just a good manager, but a good fucking whore. Quit being a baby. I locked the door. But fine. You have a point. This room isn't exactly soundproofed. Clear up your afternoon. Then come meet me in my office. I have a sudden craving. And you're the only one who can satiate my appetite. I don't care if you have a meeting with a client. Are you fucking serious right now? Cancel the meeting and be in my office in 15 minutes. Or there will be consequences.
Come in.
Oh, look who's finally arrived. You know, I think I was wrong about you. I thought you cared enough to be punctual, but you're 6 minutes late. Someone wants to be punished. No, I don't want to hear your excuses. I said, no excuses. I don't care if you're shitting rivers of blood. When I say to be here at a certain time, you be here. Follow me.
After you.
Close off. Now. I'm going to be generous. Before I begin to administer your correction, I'll give you a chance to plead your case. Go on. Tell me what was so important that you couldn't make it here on time. House caught on fire, Held up at gunpoint? Oh. I see. Lay down on the table, on your stomach. So, from what you're saying, it's my fault you were late.
Shut up, slut.
Mistress is talking. And as I said, it's my fault for telling you to cancel the meeting. Is it? My fault for asking you to come here so often. Hell, it is the second time you've been here today. Maybe you're getting tired of it. Maybe the perks aren't worth it. Is that it? I'm tired of being toyed with. Used. Fucked and made to come for me. Over and over until you're sore and spent. Do goddamn bad. You knew what you were getting yourself into when you signed that contract. You're my toy now. And if I want to play so rough that I break you, then that's my prerogative. You have no clue how difficult it is to run a company of this size.
But you don't need to. That isn't your job.
Your job is to come when your owner calls you. And if you can't fucking do that, what good are you to me? I'm already stressed as it is. I don't need a disobedient little slut adding to that. Stop fucking apologizing! I don't want your apologies. I want your pain. Now, are you going to lay here and take it from me?
Or are you even more pathetic than I thought? Good girl. Turn around. Now, open your mouth. See? It's not so hard just to shut up and listen, is it? Honestly, you're lucky you arrived when you did. Any later and I would have been punishing you in your office. With those thin walls, every single smack of my paddle against your ass would echo throughout the entire floor. My, my, wouldn't that make for interesting water cooler gossip? You'll notice this gag is different than the others. Maybe you recognize it, maybe not. Just a ring gag. Simple, but effective. I don't want you biting down while I fuck your pretty face into submission, that's all. You didn't think my strap-on was just for your pussy, did you? No, 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 no. Sometimes, you need to remind a toy who owns them and what they're good for.
Now, you take this cock nice and deep in your throat for me, and I won't fuck your ass. Today, at least. Here we go. Take a deep breath, and I'll just slide in here.
do you? You like choking on it, you little cocksucker? Oh, you like feeling me stretching your throat out like this? That's because I own this throat, you sniveling, desperate fucking slut. And I'll use it whenever and however I fucking want. Whether or not, that means you get to breathe. And if you want to breathe, then you'll do as your mistress tells you to fucking do. Yeah, you take it. Take it all the goddamn way. Oh, look at you, drooling all over yourself. It's disgusting. Oh, you got promoted all the way from sales rep to cock sleeve. You must be so proud. You're taking this like an old pro. All right, and that's enough. For now. Not too bad. You ended up taking it all the way from me. Truly, the best work you've done all day. So, for your reward, I'm going to allow you the privilege of fucking me. Stand up, just like that. Let me get this collar on you. There we are. Look at you. The perfect little pet, just for me. Now stand there, just where you are. Step into this. Careful. Now let's pull this up and secure it. Perfect. How's it feel? Good. Come here, slut. Get up on top of me. Good. Now start sucking on my tits. Oh. God. It's just what I needed. Such a good girl. Good, obedient thing. Don't neglect the other one. Oh, they both need your mouth. You keep playing with those while I make use of this. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. I needed this. Do you know how wet it makes me knowing that I can use you any time I desire? I'm usually soaked through my panties by 10 a.m. Which is why I spend the rest of the day natural. A situation I put to very good use
wouldn't you say? Oh, yes. Push into me. How does that feel, Pat? Good. Now, when I push this button, oh, how does it feel now? Yeah. Right. Against that needy fucking clit. Oh, every time you thrust, it gets better. Oh, for both of us. That's perfect. Push your face deep into these tits. Oh, make love to them with your mouth. Worship them while you worship your boss's cunt. Show me what a desperate, sorry bitch you are for making me wait. Show me by making me come around that strap. That means play with my clit, you idiot. Oh, yeah. Oh, you perfect little fucking whore. Oh, I love how you moan into my nipples when the vibrator grinds against your lip. Fuck me harder, you slut. Come on. Show your boss how good you can work it. How badly you want. Oh, to be inside of me. I am close. Oh, don't stop rubbing my clit. No. Don't stop a single goddamn thing. Fuck me. Fuck me. Harder. Harder. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Non-stop. Non-stop. Oh, God. Fuck. Keep going. Don't you stop. Just because I came. No. Don't you dare. You keep fucking me. And keep rubbing. And the next time we come together. Harder, slut. Yes, harder. Oh, come on now, you fucking whore. Pathetic, needy little degenerate cunt. You fucking come for me. No. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. So perfect. Kiss me. How does that submission taste? Is it good?
That's enough. Come here. I want a taste. I suppose I'll let you get dressed now. You have work to do, after all. Clients and all that unnecessary bullshit. I want you to know, you really helped to ease my stress. You're proving to be an invaluable asset, my little slut. Keep that up. I might just move you into my office permanently. What do you think? You, in your collar, chained underneath my desk? Don't knock it till you've tried it. At the very least, think about it for me. I know I certainly will.